John 10:10, you know John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. I've come you might have life and have it more abundantly. I have come, these are the words of Jesus, that you might have life. He came to bring what?
Life.
Came to bring what?
Life.
Now, is life death, or is death different than life?
Death.
I have come that you might have
life.
Life. Now, death is destruction. The thief kills, steals, and destroys, and that's a very good description of death. Kill, steal, and destroy. Now, is God a thief? Did he say to you, thou shalt not steal?
Yes.
Is he going to do what he told you not to do?
No.
You know, as parents, we do that. We say, now, you do like I tell you, not like I'm doing. And that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We're to set an example. Children are to see Christ in us. Now, God, as a parent, as a father, is he going to tell you one thing to another? Says the thief. So is the thief God?
No.
To kill, steal, and destroy, is that death?
Yeah.
Is that destruction?
Yeah.
Is that sickness and disease?
Yeah.
But Jesus came to bring what?
Life.
Is life the opposite of death?
Yes.
Now, this is a wonderful passage of Scripture. It says the shepherd. Who's the shepherd?
Jesus
said he was the shepherd, so we don't have any confusion. He's the shepherd. Says shepherd comes through the door. Says the thief does not come through the door. So if the thief does not come through the door, how does the thief get in? Had to come through a window, over the wall. Well, if somebody were entering your house and came through a window, would not you be suspicious? Would you say, oh, look, honey, somebody's coming through the window? See, dominant theology has embraced sickness and disease as ordered by God, as coming by God for some strange and mysterious reason which is beyond our understanding. Well, now, there are things that are beyond our understanding. But sickness and disease is not beyond our understanding. It kills, steals, and destroys. It is a thief. And anything that comes through a window that doesn't come through a door is not God. It says Jesus is the shepherd. He comes through the door. The thief comes from some other source. And not to bring life, but to bring death and destruction. Now look over to Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were what? Oppressed of the devil. That word oppressed means to be overpowered, harassed, or tormented. Well, if you watch the wrestling matches, heaven forbid, you'll see one man overpowers another. The man that overpowers is the man on top, the man that wins, the man that dominates. The person who is underpowered is the one that loses. Now it says Jesus was healing all that were overpowered by the devil. Not that we're overpowered or blessed by God with some strange sickness and disease for their benefit. Now, you go to the ministry of Jesus, you'll see he healed great multitudes of people. It's strange to me that we would lay sickness and disease at the door of God and say God sent that for some reason that's beyond our understanding, perhaps to bring glory to his name. Or to teach you some valuable lesson. That's what's been said, isn't it? Have you heard that?
Mm-hmm.
That we would see a whole multitude of people. And nobody in that multitude was sick for the glory of God. They were all overpowered by the devil. It says he only healed those that were overpowered by the devil. He only healed those that were overpowered by the devil. Every single person in that multitude had been, for one reason or another, overpowered by the devil. Now, it would be strange, you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you're not going to find any statement to the contrary that there was anybody in any multitude or even in Jesus' pathway one-on-one that needed to remain sick. The entire known world in Jesus' day had been overpowered by sickness and disease from the devil. Now, wouldn't it be strange that things have changed in our time? That it used to be everybody was overpowered, harassed, tormented by the devil, but today some are sick because God deems it appropriate. When in history did the tables turn and the word become inaccurate? See, that makes the word inaccurate. It says, I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. But if days making some sick and making some well, he's changed. And it says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. No, he isn't the same because he used to heal all.